Hello, I am Eric Tenkar, and this is the Tavern Chat Podcast. So today, we have some news. For those of you who have been following along, Dark Trails RPG with Kickstarter a couple of years ago. It is a fully authorized DCC RPG powered Western game with mythos element. So you gotta think, the Wild West, the man with no name, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly, with a little Cthulhu based in using the DCC RPG engine. Pretty cool. There has been some drama, though, going on behind the scenes. I was privy to the drama. I was not privy to talk about the drama. It has, however, been resolved. David Beatty, writer of said RPG and owner of said RPG, put an update on Facebook. I have his permission to share it. I'm sharing it here on the podcast first. I'll probably share it on a blog tomorrow. But I think it's newsworthy. And I'm going to stress a few things. So, because I've been racking my brain with how to write this update over the last few days, and I am still trying to figure out the best way to let you know what has been going on since just before the Dark Trails Kickstarter began. While there are a handful of people that are aware, like I said, I was one of those, most of you are probably scratching your head wondering where this update is going. With that being said, I'm going to try to make this short and sweet. In May 2019, I launched a Kickstarter campaign to land funding for the Dark Trails RPG. Now, this project of his was in the works for a while. I have a Dark Trails beer koozie, which is probably going to be collectible now, beer koozie. And I had a Dark Trails shirt. I guess I technically still have it. But when I had my congestive heart failure and suddenly put on, 50, 60 pounds of water weight, I cut the neck open because I couldn't fucking wear the shirt otherwise. So I guess technically I still have the shirt. It's a project I've been working and pushing since January 2016. A few days before launch, Chaosium Incorporated made contact to inform me they had an issue with the title of my book. Chaosium Incorporated felt that some brand confusion between Dark Trails and their own Down Darker Trails released, much to David's surprise, during the last quarter of 2017. And they were afraid that some confusion would exist. I was informed a trademark application had been filed in May of 2019, and that by keeping the name Dark Trails, I was infringing on their trademark, assuming that the trademark application was granted. Let me just say, this is the last thing you want to face down days before you launch a Kickstarter campaign. And the excitement one normally feels during this time was replaced by dread and a type of stress level I've never really had to deal with. Somehow I made my luck check. Now, for those playing along at home, that's a reference to DCC RPG. And a good friend in the gaming community helped me out in a major way. He has a friend who is one of the absolute best at practicing trademark copyright law, Eleanor Lackman, who was later joined by attorney Mark Humphrey. Both folks graciously agreed to represent me pro bono after listening to the details of what was happening. There is not a bit of doubt that things would not have worked out in the end had I not had these two by my side every step of the way. While I took nothing personal by Chaosium's claims, I had my reasons for feeling I had the right to keep using the Dark Trails name. Thus began what would be over a year of legal proceedings that had me carrying a ton of stress and not really knowing what would happen at the end of the day. I am writing this update because we have finally reached the end of the road, and an agreement has been reached that satisfies both myself and Chaosium Incorporated by the way of a settlement that provides a financial incentive for me to me for going through the pains of rebranding this late in the game. So yes, Dark Trails RPG is being rebranded. Its name is being changed. And before anybody starts going, oh, he should have taken them to court, his lawyers were working pro bono. I don't think they were looking forward to going to court on their dime. So there's a negotiated settlement. And he got a reimbursement or financial incentive toward the cost involved in rebranding. I don't think that's a bad deal, but let's continue on. It was no easy decision to part ways with the brand I and many of you have worked so hard to build up over the years. But when I lay it all out in black and white, it makes more sense to change the title, especially considering how close we are to wrapping the core book up. So here's what's going on. It's kind of sad, but the book's probably been ready to go or damn near so for a while. But, you know, you print, I don't know how many copies, 500 copies of a book, and then lose a trademark disagreement over the use of Dark Trails, and now you got to pulp 500 books. So you don't go forward at that point. You got to wait to see how it plays out. Rebranding clears the trail and means I will be free to continue writing and also hiring writers, artists unabated. Ensuring a game does not gather dust in your bookshelf and additionally helps me with projects down the road during 2021. There's a creative storm brewing on the horizon, folks. Here's the other part to it, as David has pretty much said. He could have put the book out, right? Got it out before the decision. It would have gotten to all the backers' hands. And then, boom, can't use it. So now I have a Darker Trails RPG, but there's no more Darker Trails product because it's now rebranded. It was a better decision. Such like, was it Dangerous Dimensions became Dangerous Journeys? For those of you who remember Gary Gygax's Game Designer Workshop game, just throwing it out there. I'm sure a lot of you will have some questions after reading this update, so I'm going to try and answer a few of them below. Will this delay the Kickstarter? Not at all. I anticipated the rebrand over the last few months, and the team was well prepared in case something could be worked out with Chaos and that was mutually beneficial. Is this why the project is running late? It has factored in a lot of ways. Things have remained in limbo for a while now, and I have not been able to order things like dice bags, etc., when I wasn't sure what the outcome was going to be. I cannot stress what a relief it is to have this come to an end in the way that it has. Should I be pissed at Chaosium? Absolutely not. I have tried very hard to keep the peace with Chaosium since this all began, and I've never spoken out against them on social media. If anything, I've tried to keep the peace with friends who are also longtime big supporters of Chaosium and were aware of the issue. I am a big believer in live and let live, so I have never taken down posts on the Facebook group mentioning Down Darker Trails. I honestly believe both games can be used in different ways, together to add some punch to either system, and many folks have already noticed. All the current Down Darker Trails books sit in my bookshelf. I just hope I have time someday to read through them. Has the new title been decided upon? Yep. Logos are almost done. After a lot of deliberation, I decided to go with Weird Frontiers RPG. I know you have been saying Dark Trails for a while now, but if you roll the new title off the tongue a few dozen times, I think you will find it a suitable replacement. I've had a few people comment that they like the new title better. Although the lawyers didn't see any conflict with my other name to begin with, they did a deep dive into the trademark office and public records and didn't see anything in use that was even remotely close to the new title. One of the new logos is shown. You'll probably see that. I'm going to use that as the graphic for this podcast. What will happen to the bootleg edition of the Quick Start? I have made the decision to pull the document from DriveThru until proper time can be spent to reflect the title change. Making the changes now will throw the document out of the proper layout, and I would rather keep Matt working on finishing the core book than further delay the document. Eventually, we will update the bootleg edition and re-release it ASAP in 2021 to serve as a solid introduction to the Weird Frontiers world. I promise to notify you before I pull the bootleg. I think that covers it. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to me at weirdfrontiersrpg@gmail.com. So, and he thanks people. What does this mean if you were a backer? It means absolutely no changes other than the change of the name. You're going to get your product. And you're going to get your product sooner now than if this dispute was still going on. Because the dispute prevented David from moving forward with the material, like the dice and the dice bags, and again, even printing the books under a title he can maybe no longer use. So I'm glad that this was resolved. And David, I appreciate the fact that you included me in as one of those in the know fairly early on when this is going on. And I'm glad I was able to keep your confidence. Sorry I wasn't able to talk about it sooner, folks. But I'm glad to see that this has been resolved. All right, so that's the news for today, January 17th, 2020. Folks, if you enjoy this podcast, you'll enjoy the live streams. We do live streams over at youtube.com/EricTenkar, EricTenkar. We do it every Wednesday, myself and Bad Mike. We do it every Friday. It's either with Joe the Lawyer or with Glenn Hallstrom, also known as Old Man Grognard. And I'm thinking about putting out a live stream one day during the week, an afternoon live stream, which will also go up here on the podcast. It'll probably be shorter. It'll have a topic. I might even have to, oh my God, put together a little notes for it, but we'll see. We'll see what the response is to it. Folks, if you want to leave us a voicemail, feel free to do so. You can use the app or you can call on our Google number 347-509-5168. All the feedback we get, all the voicemails I'll listen to, virtually all get shared, unless somebody tells me they don't want them to be shared. It usually gets shared here on the podcast. Folks, TotalCon, about a month away. Mike and I are lining up guests because we're going to be doing 4 nights of live streams. Exciting times, exciting times. All right, folks. We are still in the midst of the world of COVID. So I ask you, please, use your common sense. Be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Knock on wood, God willing. All right, folks, laters.